Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
A little bit of high drama in the Board of Aldermen this past week, if you were paying any attention to the local news. The Board of Aldermen President Megan Green stormed out of the meeting on Friday. They're trying to pass a bill to hand out cash from the Ram settlement, and they just can't get an agreement on it. And she was a little angry about that, I guess, and made allegations she shouldn't have. And now they've got to reconvene tomorrow and see if, I guess, if they can hammer this out. It's a bit of a mess. And it's easy to see why having a fresh voice in all of that would make a lot of sense. We've got Andrew Jones with us right now. We've had him on the show before. He is a candidate this year for mayor in the city of St. Louis. And Mr. Jones, welcome back.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. When you see things that are happening like this, and you know you've been an observer of City Hall politics for a long time now, does it make you shake your head?
Well, it absolutely does. When you look at what happened here recently, and I'm not even looking at what happens recently, I'm looking historically at what has happened. People down there have shown their level of incompetence. It's a shame, and we have to do better, because we're looking at a windfall amount of money. It comes once in a lifetime that you win a lawsuit like this. And we're banking the existence of St. Louis on a windfall amount when we should be looking at things to try to drive the city to have permanent infrastructure development.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out. I've said it before. It's almost like winning the lottery. They won a huge chunk of money. If you spend it to create new giveaway programs, what happens when the money runs out?
And that's exactly what the issue is. I don't understand how you can base your whole entire budget off of a Ram settlement money. And this shows the type of thinking, the incompetence I'm submitting, and lack of thinking that goes on, that is the reason why we don't get anything done.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, there's some new polling out, Andrew, and I'm sure you've seen it. It was on Channel 5. And it shows that you know, Mayor Jones' support has dropped significantly. It's probably good news for one of your opponents, Kara Spencer, whose numbers are up higher. There is ranked choice voting effectively in the city now. Where do you see your opportunity here? Because, you know, people, you've run before. You've thrown your ideas out there before. How do you get the attention of these voters in the city?
Well, we have to stay vigilant in showing up at places, talking with people, exercising the multimedia functions, because those seem to be the dynamic things that get people involved. And that's generally what we have to do at this particular point in time, and just be vigilant in getting the name out there and the word out there, because our message resonates. It makes sense, but people just don't hear it enough. But we're fighting forces of a lack of money, but we are steadily pushing things, and I'm utilizing my money until hopefully we can get to this second round. And if we get to the second round, we believe that that's when money will come. People will see that the election is winnable.
Yes.
You would think that people here in the city would see how big of an epic failure the current administration's policies have been, the impact that's had, or lack of impact maybe, on the police department with how many officers were still short. They've just now cut some of those positions with no plans to replace them. You would think these residents would think, gee, you know, what they're doing isn't working. Maybe we should try a conservative one time and just see if that maybe makes a difference. Do you think there will ever come a time like that? Because certainly anyone like you who would have the Republican name on the ticket, it's going to be an uphill battle in such a liberal area like St. Louis City.
Well, they use the Republican banner for those who are new voters, but this is supposed to be nonpartisan.
Right.
But it shows you that they have to throw my name in as a Republican to try to sully my name, because people, when they do hear the message, it resonates. It really resonates. And as far as being a Republican, it makes sense that what you're saying, and I need to have you as my campaign manager, because It absolutely made sense, that we are about fair opportunity for all the people. And we're talking about thinking things through where we will get results that impact the city of St. Louis in a positive way. And we can certainly do something about the number one thing that causes concern and consternation with people, is that crime and safety is number one, and it drives everything. But they certainly have a certain hate for police. They have a certain philosophy relative to the police, and when it comes to change, the change that's necessary, I'm the only one that presents that.
Yeah. Andrew Jones, our guest, candidate for mayor in the city of St. Louis and the election coming up in April. Where do you stand on state control of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police?
Well, Kehoe has made it an absolute, and I'll tell you, when you look at me, I look at if I win, when I win, that I have the capacity to change things, and there certainly possibly would not be a need for state control. But I know with Kehoe and what has happened with that particular position from 1800 to 2012-13, when they finally relinquished control to the city has shown a level again of incompetence for over 10 years, and now they're coming saying that we need to take this over because we're in dire straits. We are absolutely in dire straits. And so I'm the only one of everyone who's running who's saying that this is possible. This is probably needed because we have to get safety under control, and the mayor would be involved with it. But it also shows you, if I can extend it just a little bit, Bill 162, it shows that the older people are considering a business administrator. They're doing things all outside of the capacity of the mayor, because the mayor has shown levels of inconsistency. We have Kara, who's been there, part of this whole thing, and Mike Butler, and they say they present change. I'm submitting that they're duping the people, that they don't present change, and we are absolutely embracing change, and because that's absolutely necessary.
Whether or not the state takes over control of the police department, you know, residents are leaving. It's kind of been a mass exodus. All these businesses are leaving, and many of them are citing safety concerns just a couple years after opening. In your mind, what needs to be done? How do we keep people from leaving? How do we continue to encourage businesses to invest here in the city?
Well, if you can recall, Mark, and everyone, and if you can recall, we have presented the very first time we ran for mayor and an exhaustive plan on what's needed to be done for the city of St. Louis when it comes to safety. We often say that a fish rots from the head down, and it's leadership, and the mayor has leadership over the police, and we need high-performing police, not reimagining police, not defunding police. We need support for our police. Our men and women in blue do a phenomenal job, and it seems that they are doing everything that they can to drive people from the city of St. Louis. And in addition to that, I think we need to look at the fact that when I ran in 2016, I was the only one that said that we needed to have a comprehensive economic development plan, which will attack all of those areas where we're weak, and we can retain our existing businesses, our existing residents, and we can attract new people in because we've engaged everyone in the process, and that's how you get things done. With police, we'll let them do normal policing. All of the things the police are scheduled to do and need to do are there, but they're not allowed to because of leadership.
Yeah, that's a good point. Andrew Jones making some great points here. Would like to be the next mayor of the city of St. Louis. You know, sometimes these elections swing on last-minute things that happen. And I can't help but to believe that what happened with this snowstorm and the reaction to it, Andrew, hasn't had some impact on the attitude of city residents when it comes to who might be their next elected leader. I mean, this was a major fail on the part of the city for people that live on streets that, in some cases, 5 or 6 days passed, they couldn't get their car off the street.
Yes. And if you really take into consideration what they tried to do, they tried to say it was an unprecedented storm. This wasn't an unprecedented storm. I've lived in St. Louis my whole life. We've had a foot of snow, ice. We had all of those things, and we were able to manage through them with very little problems whatsoever. It shows a lack of preparation. It shows a level of incompetence unseen, and they didn't think it through because what they want to do is to tear down the city of St. Louis and possibly start over. But what I'm submitting is that we have someone, I'm representing myself here, we have someone that understands thinking those things through, preparing a comprehensive plan, and you can do this with all the municipalities in the area, those places that are harder hit and people are less hit, and there are a lot of them that were not hit hard. You could utilize them if you had a relationship with those particular cities, and there are a lot of things that you could have done to prepare for this storm, which was a normal storm.
Andrew Jones, running for mayor of the city. Where can people go to find out more about you? I know you've got a Facebook page, right?
Yes, it's AndrewJonesForCongress.com, AndrewJonesForCongress.com. And we'd like to just ask people to consider us, listen to us, if nothing else, and to find the flaws in the program. But what I'm submitting is that you won't find too many flaws. They try to get you with the R, but the R is not an issue in this particular race. It's about competition, and it's about competence and whether or not we can get things to manage itself, because when it comes down to hope, we are the hope for this city of St. Louis. The light at the end of the tunnel is not a train. It's a light of hope and prosperity.
Well, Andrew Jones, we appreciate your time, and best of luck in April.
Thank you so much, and God bless.
Yep, take care of yourself. There you go. Just a reminder, you heard him say Andrew Jones for Congress there. He did try to challenge Cori Bush as well, so he's probably got a website already set up for that run. Why do you keep doing the same thing over and over again is the definition of stupidity. I don't know why this city of St. Louis wouldn't embrace that. And because of the prom king and queen style of voting that you've adopted with ranked choice, people get out there and express their opinions and pick a first, second, and third person that's not Tashara Jones. Andrew Jones might come out in the top two here and have a legitimate shot at mayor of St. Louis. So remember to vote on Election Day.
Get more at 971talk.com.